Yo. This your boy Young Mills on Keep It 100 Radio. How is everybody doing this evening? Or good morning, or wherever you guys is at. It's evening where I'm at. On this Thursday, I'm in here just, you know, watching, you know, Good Burger, classic movie. I'm not gonna be up here, you know, just you know, just get on real quick, you know, just have a little conversation with you guys, you know. Anyway, how's everybody doing? You know, I'm blessed, you know, always, no matter what we got going on, no matter what I got going on, just remember everybody's still blessed. You're still here. You're still breathing. And that's a blessing. You know, this, let me tell you something. I don't know where you guys at around the world, but again, I want to appreciate you guys for listening to me. And it's very hard out here. Very hard out here. You know, with so much stuff is going up, you know, if it ain't food, you know, gas, you know, gas gonna go up anyway because, you know, summertime is coming. But yeah, it's just so much stuff going on. So much stuff going up. You know, it's crazy, you know. You know, these people want to see all of us struggle. They want to see us struggle. It's definitely real out here. Yeah. You know, you got to continue to keep working, man. Just continue to keep working. I mean, I don't really, you know, have a lot of advice for you guys. You know what I mean? Just continue to keep working, man. If you got a job, man, continue to keep working. Stay on that job. If you feel like you need to get a second one, do that. You know? So, always pray. I want you guys to pray every single day. I want you guys to, you know, talk to God. You know, I talk to him all the time. You know, every night I call it my moment with God, you know. So I pray / talk to him all in one, you know. You know, God realizes, you know, he knows that it's hard out here. No one said life is going to be easy, you know. Don't get me wrong. You know, what's going on today, it irritated the heck out of me. It really did. You know, and it still does. It still does. But that does not mean that I'm going to tell God I don't want to talk to you no more. I don't want to have no faith. I don't want to have no trust, none of that. No matter what I got going on, I'm still going to continue to keep talking to him. I'm still going to continue to keep the faith. I'm still going to continue to have my moments with him. You know, I'm never going to stop that. I don't care what goes on. I'm still going to continue to keep doing that. And I want my listeners to do the same thing. And we are living in the end times, you know. So I want all my listeners to repent. I want all my listeners to confess. I want all my listeners to do it right now. Right now. Now, I'm not going to tell you to do it if I haven't done it, you know. See, I didn't make mistakes in my life. Just like you guys made mistakes in your life. You know, but eventually, you got to change. So, I am not happy of how I used to be. You know, when my attitude was out of this world. I'm not happy about that. How I talk to people, I wasn't happy about that. You know. You know, I know you may look at it at the end of the day. I'm human, so it happens. Yeah, I get it. But at the same time, I still shouldn't have came at these people like this, you know. Some people have worse problems than me. Some people probably probably lived a crazy life, you know, and they got some mad repentance to do. You know, my life ain't been bad. You know, I had a little ups and downs, you know, but it ain't been the best either. You know what I mean? Still have some little issues in the world. But, yeah. So all my listeners, man, I definitely want you guys to repent. I definitely want you guys to talk to God more. I definitely want you guys to do that. Definitely. You know, like I said, I done it, you know, a few times. You know, I want, when that time comes, you know, when Jesus come back, you know, I want my slate clean. You know what I mean? This is what I want. You know, this is what I need to do for me. I'm not doing it for nobody else. You know, I'm not trying to impress no one but the man up there. So it's, you know, and I advise you, my listeners, to do the same thing. You know, I'm not trying to impress these people, you know. God is who I need to impress. That's who I need to impress. You know, like I said, every day, you know, every day is a fight. Every day is a fight. You know, you just gotta continue to keep praying and keep it moving. Regardless of the fight, still gotta keep it moving, you know. You know, God will get us through it all. He'll get us through it all. He will. You know, I mean, I done had some situations, God got me through it, I made it through, you know. But yeah, he'll get us through it. He'll get us through it. If he do it for me, I know he'll do it for you guys. You just got to continue to keep talking to him, keep praying, and, you know, acknowledge him. Look, it's 7 days of the week. It's 7 days a week in a week. God wakes you up every single day. And we're not talking about church. We're talking about every single day. Because people don't have church every single day. You know, they have it on Sunday and then they got Bible study on Wednesdays. But every single day, you can't even tell him thank you. You can't even have a little 2-3-4 minute conversation with him. You can't even, you know, just thank you. You know what I mean? It's for life. You know what I mean? You got life. Just tell him thank you. It's not going to hurt you. It's not going to kill you to say thank you. Tell him thank you. I appreciate it. I thank you for all you have done for me. It's not hard. He gets you up every single day. At least you could do is say thank you. At least you can do. At least. He done so much for me, you, and you. And you can't even tell him thank you. Come on now. Acknowledge him. Tell him thank you. Okay? Tell him. See, this is what's going on, what's wrong with this world. I feel like the people are so gone. You know, they are so, so gone. Like I said, I ain't perfect, but I ain't crazy either. People are so far gone. It's insane. Come on, people. Come on. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. It's not that hard. It's not gonna hurt you. Acknowledge him. Yeah. That's what I want you guys to do. All my listeners, this is what I want you to do. But yeah. I still feel the same way about, you know, this whole LGBTQ thing. You know, I still feel the same way about the shootings and stuff, you know. it's been out of control. I'm not gonna say it just it's starting to get crazy. It's been crazy. It's insane. It shouldn't be like this, you know. But we live in the end time, so expect anything to happen, you know. Yeah. Continue to keep the faith, you guys. Continue to keep the faith. I know it's hard out here. Trust me. We all in the same. I'm in the same boat as y'all. I feel irritated. I feel frustrated with so much stuff going on. You know, you got bills, of course. Stuff going up, of course. You know, everything hitting you left and right. So, yeah. We in the same boat. But you still continue to keep praying. I still continue to keep praying. With all that nonsense going on, I still continue to keep praying. And that's what I want my listeners to do. If you don't believe in God, make today today. Like I said, my stay posting the gospel. Stay posting it. Stay reading it. And that's not a lie. And that's the truth. See, people like to play around. God is not to be mocked. But see, y'all be playing around. I'm serious about mine. Because I could go on my phone and pull up a whole list of scriptures. I could go and pull up a whole list of prayers. I'm serious about mine. I'm serious. So I want you guys to do the exact same thing. You know, believe it or not, God likes seeing stuff like that because we're learning the word. We're reading it. We're sharing it. Trying to get other people to do the same thing so they can get other people and other people and other people. Get his word spread it across this country as much as we can. But I can't do it by myself. So I want all my listeners to do the same thing. Get your Bible, get the sharing, get the reading. You know, continue to keep doing it. Do it every day. Or every other day. But whenever you do it, just do it. So I just want to say, hold on. Mother's Day is coming up. So shout out to all the mothers out there. It's a blessing to still have your mom. If you still have your mom, it's a blessing. You know, the Bible said, honor thy mother and thy father. So if you still got your mother, it's a blessing. You know, talk to your mom every day. Or not even every day, but just talk to her. You know, go see her. Because I love mama to death. I just went to see her earlier today. So, yeah. It's a blessing. It's definitely a huge blessing to still have your mother or both of them. But if you don't have your mother, you know, she's definitely, you know, definitely watching over you. She's definitely watching you smiling, you know, smiling down. But to get back to the, you know, continue to keep praying, continue to keep talking to God, continue to keep the faith and the trust. Never lose none of that. I don't care what goes on. You can lose $20. Yeah, it'll irritate you, frustrate you, but still continue to keep praying. That's the best advice I can give you. Best advice. Notice I said the best. So, yeah. All my listeners, make sure you gotta do that. But other than that, man, that's it. You know, other than that, I ain't got nothing else to say. You know, just, you know, pray without ceasing. But, yeah, tomorrow's Friday. So everyone have a good night, a good morning, or wherever you guys at. It's like I said, it's night where I'm at, whatever you want to call it. But this, again, I can't stress this enough. Pray without season. Well, we gonna sign off. So this your boy. That's all I got for tonight. This your boy, Young Mills. I'm keep it 100 radio. We out.
Yo. This your boy, Young Mills, on Keep It 100 Radio. How's everybody doing on this Sunday? It's raining where I'm at. I don't know where you guys at, but it's raining where I'm at, and I believe it's going to rain all day. So, I hope everyone, if it's not raining, even if it's raining or not, I hope everyone is having a good day. You know, since it's raining where I'm at, this is good napping weather. You know, stay in the house, relax, chill. You know, keep it light. Don't do too much. Watch TV or movie or something. You know, with the family. I just want to before we get into it, I want everyone to remember always. Keep God first. Always pray, no matter the situation. Always pray. God knows that we all going to go through something, some type of trials and tribulations. We all going to get upset, get frustrated, get irritated. It happens. We human. But just don't sin in the mix. You see what I'm saying? See, I have to read my Bible every day. I read my scriptures and I share it, you know. So, yeah, shout out to God, man, the big homie. Without him, we would have never made it this far. With all this stuff going on, without all of us living the end times, we still making it through. So shout out to God for all that he has done for all of us. I'm speaking for all of us. Because he, not just me, but all of us. But no further ado, we're going to start off talking about this shooting on this public transportation bus. There was a shooting out in Charlotte on a bus. And yes, there were other passengers on the bus. So, you know, you had the driver, and then you had, which also, by the way, he had a gun also. And then the passenger also had a gun. And some other passengers in the back, but you really couldn't see them till another angle, you know. But they were really pretty much more focused on the angle of the back and forth of the shooting between the driver and one of the passengers on the bus. And then minutes later, seconds later, went to another angle where you see the other passengers on the floor trying to get to safety, or just trying to get up out of there, or whatever they can do. But that is ridiculous. I'm so tired of hearing or seeing, you know, videos of people shooting in places where there's other people there, innocent people there. It don't necessarily have to be little babies or, you know, just kids involved. You know, it could, you know, with their parents, it could just not be the kids in this situation. It could just be adults. But it's the fact that you're shooting where there's other innocent bystanders around. And now they're on the floor trying to get out of Dodge. because you want to start shooting with the bus driver. So, let's get to the reason why they end up in this back and forth. Because the passenger wants to get off in between stops. And the bus driver was like, nah. Mm-mm. So you decide to, you know, just like I feel towards a lot of people to be out here shooting. So you want to get in your feelings. And want to shoot at the bus driver. Now, there was a glass in between them both. So, it was a glass in between them both. Now, just because that glass was there, and it's crazy, but they both still end up getting hit, and they're going to survive, you know. So thank God for that. Just thank God even more because that glass was there. Because just imagine that glass wasn't there, they would have got way more hits than ever, because they was really going at it on that bus, especially in the confined space. So it's I will never understand why do people are so quick to pull a gun. And they quick to pull it for all the wrong reasons. See, this reason was wrong and it was stupid and ignorant. All because he told you no. That's how I'm looking at it. It wasn't the bus driver didn't threaten him. The bus driver didn't get it in his face. The bus driver didn't put his hands on him. None of that. All he did was ask the bus driver. The bus driver's response was no. And just because he said no, you decided to pull the gun out and air the bus out. Mind you, didn't really have no care in the world. But there's other innocent people just trying to get out of Dodge because you want to go back and forth. These bullets are going back and forth. But the bus driver did lose his job, but he didn't get charged, which is surprising because, you know, cops, well, hey, I'm just saying. But that is crazy. There is a video out. So if you guys want to go see it, there is a video out on, you know, go on YouTube, and no telling where else it could be, but it's definitely on YouTube, so go check it out. It's crazy, man. This is so sad. It is so sad. It's, you can't even, you go to church, you go to Walmart, you go to all the grocery stores, you go to school, you go to, you know, to movie theaters, and you go to all these places that have shootings at. And now they want to take it to a bus. And in this case, it wasn't a mass shooting. So all the other ones were mass shootings. In this case, it was not a mass shooting. But regardless if it was a mass shooting or not, it's the fact that it was shooting going on where there's people on public transportation, where there's people that take this bus every single day back and forth, A to B. And it just so happened there was people on that bus that day. I don't get it. I don't get it. Why is it so hard for people to just not use the brain that God gave us all. God gave us all brains. Common sense. Fool, you getting charged for this. I don't get it. I would never understand why is it so hard for people to just stop shooting all the time. Why? Why? Why is it so hard for y'all just to stop shooting? You shooting for all the wrong reasons. You're not shooting to protect yourself. You just shooting just to be shooting. So I don't know if you have a child mind. You a grown man, but think like a child. You know how kids, when they go play games like Grand Theft Auto and stuff like that, so they think that stuff is real. You know, ain't no starting over. You get shot, you killed, ain't no starting over. Ain't no nine lives. You ain't no, you know, I ain't no cat. Ain't no, you know how they say, okay, I'm not a nine lives. You're not a cat. It's not a video game. It's not a joke. This is for real. This is real life. This is real life. So I don't know. I don't understand. And this just don't go for him, but it goes for everyone. All the people that was in the mix, that was involved in these mass shootings. They got child minds. There's something wrong. I'm not trying to hear nothing about these people having issues. No, no, no. We have to stop doing that. We got to stop doing that. No, there's people out here that really, really, really have issues, but not resorting to wanting to shoot up 15, 20 people. I don't get it. I really don't get it. I really don't. It's sad. It is really sad that people, all they want to do is go live their life. That's it. People want to go live their life. Just it. Just want to live their life. Just want to be able to go to the mall without having no issues. Just want to be able to go to the grocery store without having any issues. They just want to be able to go to the church and, you know, go to, you know, just public places without having issues. People want to do those things. Why is it so hard to go do these things? Just stop shooting. It's not that hard. Chill out. Only do it when you have to. Okay? It's a difference. It's sad you got people right here just so ignorant. It's like, I don't get it. You have all the common sense in the world that God gave us all, and you chose to not use it and to choose ignorance instead. Somebody really could have got killed for real, for real. Because that was, come on, man. That was some heck of a back and forth. Seriously? Seriously. I'm gonna go ahead and just move on to the next topic. But all I'm gonna say is, before I move on to the next topic, thank God that that glass was there, because they both seriously could have got really injured or got killed. But, you know, they still got hit, but they still going to make it. So that's a blessing. So prayers out to you know, even though he chose ignorance, I don't hate the man. So prayers out for the both of them to get through, to get out this hospital. And continue on their normal life. Well, you know, this guy, he's going to jail, so that's it for him. The other guys, the driver's not getting charged. But it's sad that he lost his job, you know, because he had the gun on him. So I feel like if he didn't have the gun, you see what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. If he didn't have that gun. Anyway, prayers to them both. So, the next topic we're going to talk about, let's talk about Ford. Ford, the truck. Wow. Ford. Ford has now have a gay pride commercial. You know, got the colors on the truck and stuff. So Ford, you're not learning. You're not learning from watching these other people that's getting shut down. You just flat out not want to use your brain. You just want to go out here and just think like a child and follow other people. You know, the monkey see, monkey do. Is that what you want to do? You want to lose billions and billions and billions and billions of dollars? You want your sales to drop? Because, you know, once your sales drop, you lose customers. You're like, hey, all this is gone. Because you guys don't want to use common sense. You guys don't want to not follow the mistakes that other people has made. I don't get it. Why would you do that? Why? Why would you do that? I ain't even gonna spend too much time on this topic, cause I'm itching to get to the next topic. When I get to the next topic, I probably flip flop back and forth, but I still can't wait to get to the next topic. Anyway, why would you do that, Ford? Why would you do that? Why? Why would you follow in the footsteps of the other people that's receiving backlash behind doing the exact same stupid thing that you're doing? The exact stupid thing that you're doing. You see what happened when you follow that gay stuff? When you follow that gay pride stuff? Everything gets shut down. You see what I'm saying? So I know Ford knows about these billion-dollar companies that's losing customers and stuff like that. Losing billions of dollars. I know they know. So it sounds like they want to be next in line too. That's what it looks like to me. So y'all got to understand, everyone doesn't support this gay pride stuff. And it's sad because a lot of the people are targeting on them. They are pushing the gay pride on not the children, but everyone, you know. And we already know being gay is a sin anyway, just in case you guys forgot. So I got to refresh your memory. So you pushing gays, and it's sad that you really target. It's really... You know what? I might as well go ahead and just get to... I might as well go ahead and just flip-flop. Go ahead. I'm going to go ahead. It's sad that Target has the gay pride section or whatever for the little babies and stuff. That's funny. Because... you guys lost billions of dollars in lost customers and billions of dollars. That is funny. Because you didn't think. You see how when you become rich like that, I feel like when people become rich, I feel like they think that they're not supposed to think anymore. They just figure that money's supposed to help them with thinking. Money's supposed to help them with a lot of things. But that's the things that money can't help you with. So I'm just throwing it out there. It's sad. My child is not... We not shopping. Come on, man. And anyway, I don't even really go to Target like that anyway. No disrespect to Target. But before they even pushed all this gay stuff up in there, I ain't never really shopped at Target like that. No way. I mean, I bought a couple things, but I wasn't really like grocery shopping, nothing like that. You know what I mean? Like, just balling out, like spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars in Target. Nah. I choose Walmart. I would go to Walmart way more then I would go to Target. You see what I'm saying? So I don't get it. Why Target? Why would you do that? Why? And it's hurting you too. You lost billions of dollars. Look at Bud Light. Look at Bud. That's crazy, right? That's crazy. Look at Dylan. That's crazy. You got this man. Y'all supporting this man, giving him all types of deals and all this stuff. And now look, it's crazy. Y'all falling. See, God knew that stuff ain't right. See, you falling. Because y'all felt like I said, I feel like y'all is so rich. Y'all figure that y'all ain't supposed to think. But like, let me break this down to you rich folks. Because apparently you rich people act like y'all ain't supposed to do regular people things. Let me let you in on something. Just because you ain't rich does not mean that you're not supposed to think anymore. That don't mean you put your clothes on differently. That doesn't mean you when you eat, that means you don't just stop eating. I mean, using forks and spoons. You know, that don't mean that you can't go broke. That doesn't mean that you can't have trials and tribulations. That doesn't mean that you ain't supposed to go through hell, you know, just because you rich. That don't mean that you ain't supposed to have divorces. That don't mean that you not supposed to have relationship problems, period. Car trouble, house trouble, bankruptcy, all those things. Just because you're rich, you're going to go through these things the same thing as a person that ain't rich. We all going to go through the same thing. It's just your situation is going to be worse because you owe so much. Same situation, just more money is involved. See, with y'all, it's millions. With us, it'd be thousands. Or tens of thousands, 20,000, 40,000, 80,000, 100,000, something like that. But it's not millions. You guys are millions. 8, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 million dollars in debt. I don't get it. You still have regular people problems. At the end of the day, yes, you do. You have regular people problems. Rich people go through divorce. Rich people go broke. Rich people have car trouble. Rich people go in debt. Rich people, you know, their clothes can get dirty. It's like regular people can clothes get dirty. Rich people go through regular people things. So I don't understand why I keep thinking that money's supposed to bail y'all out of every single thing. Oh shoot, you know, hey, you know what I mean? I'm rich. I ain't tripping about that. Why do you think? I'm rich. I don't care about thinking. I ain't worried about that. I'll be all right. Okay. Now look at Target. You'll be all right. Look at Target. You lost all that. You lost billions and billions of billions of dollars. Somebody that, I don't know. But you still lost billions of dollars. That's stupid. Because you ain't think. What you thought that you thought this gay stuff would be cool. First off. It ain't looking too good for the other people that was dealing with this gay stuff, this gay pride stuff. So why would you even follow behind them? If it wasn't success for them, it ain't gonna be success for y'all. So why would you even follow them? Come on, Target, do better. Come on, man. Come on. I don't get it. I really don't. This whole gay pride stuff, and again, I don't got no hate for these. For the LGBTQ community, I don't got no hate for y'all, but I don't approve of the bullcrap that y'all doing. I don't approve the, you know, you pushing it on these little kids like these babies. Leave the kids alone. If you want to be gay, you be gay. Don't push it out and try to change these babies to follow y'all in y'all footsteps. Don't do that. Y'all ain't even trying to give these kids a chance to be the sex that God has made them to be, which is male and female, boy and girl. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it. When I was watching this video, there was a transgender there, and this lady it was a transgender was there talking with the adults, and like it's another lady was saying it was kids and then it also, but it was also a guy in there talking about God and stuff like that, and the lady just got mad and pretty much told him to leave because there was children in there. Now let me check her real quick. First of all, you sound ignorant, because why would you tell him to leave for him speaking the gospel, but yet you want to keep the transgender in there that's speaking nonsense? First of all, what does this? Let's just say if I had my own, let's just say if I was like LeBron or you know, an actor or somebody, and I came to the school to come talk to the kids, I would have a reason why I would talk to these kids. You know, like you could play basketball, you don't have to play basketball, you can play football, whatever. But what does a transgender got to say to somebody? What am I supposed to learn from you? Sin? Is that what you want? You want me to learn? Anyways, y'all need to do better. But anyway, that I might even be trying to make this like 40 hours, and you know, I don't know, man. I feel like I didn't. I mean, what is it? What else is it to say at this point? You know, it's. I don't know. What is it to say? I mean, you got a transgender come to your school. What am I supposed to get from you? What are you teaching me? What are you saying? I mean, what are you saying to me? Versus LeBron coming to the school saying, "Hey, you know, LeBron got 4 championships. The man played basketball." I mean, it's obvious. I mean, he can tell us something. You know, people got degrees and stuff like that. You know, we can learn from somebody like that. But what can we learn from you? You see what I'm saying? Like, a celebrity. You're not a celebrity. Why are you here? Don't know. You're not teaching my child nothing. My child, nor my child need to hear anything you got to say. We're not about to benefit off that nonsense you're talking about, because you already wrong yourself. So why the heck would I want to? I mean, you already wrong. So why would I want to listen to you? Anyway, I think send a thank you out to everyone that been listening to me. That's all I got. That's all I got to say. It's gonna be more. This just don't stop here, but I just want to say thank you to everyone out here that's listening to my podcast. I really do really really appreciate it. But I what I want you guys to do, to you know, people that's listening to me, to you know, read your Bible and you know, talk to God and stuff like that. We are definitely living in end times, man. Just take a look around. You know, I know some things you might miss or whatever. You might be like, you know what I mean, until somebody else bring it up. But you're not gonna catch everything now. You might see some things, but you're not gonna catch everything. Everyone's not perfect. You're gonna miss some things and you're gonna catch some things. You know, so don't panic or freak out. But yes. Remember to keep God first, and remember to stay prayed up no matter what the situation is, because it's hard as a brick out here. You know, we all in the same boat. You know what I mean? It's hard. We all going to go through something. We all going to go through trials and tribulations. We all are going to have it. No one is perfect. But, yes, you know, pray without ceasing, man. I say that a lot. So continue to keep praying. Whatever you got going on, continue to keep going. But always put God first. You know, if you want to... I don't know, clothing line. I don't know. Whatever you plan on doing, just make sure it ain't too crazy. You know, but just keep God first, man. No matter what, just keep him first. Well, other than that, this your boy Young Mills on Keep It 100 Radio. We out. Yo, 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 yo. This your boy Young Mills with Keep It 100 Radio. How's everyone doing today on this Saturday? I am so blessed. Shout out to the Most High. Didn't do much today. You know, it's been like 72 degrees, I believe, for today. Right now, I'm just, you know, it's a little cold, you know, a little windy, whatever. You know, a little cold, whatever. But, yeah. Just ran a couple of errands, you know, got a couple of things from the grocery store, whatever. But other than that, you know, just pretty much just chill. Ain't do much. But yeah, we're going to get right into it. Got some, you know, this is a little conversation, you know, we're going to talk about little things. But we're going to kick it off with SZA. We're going to talk about SZA. Right now, I don't even really want to hear an explanation. You know, she explained why. It ain't no excuse for that. She got a BBL. So just in case anyone doesn't know what that means, it's a Brazilian butt lift. I'm gonna keep this short and sweet. To all you ladies out there, you know, I really think you guys, well, I don't think, I know for a fact that you guys need to stop doing this to your bodies. Stop. All these getting your breasts done and getting your butt done and nose and chin and all this stuff. Stop doing that. Be happy and be satisfied the way that the Most High created you. Why? If a guy is telling you that you need to go get work done, you need to really go lay on the table under that light and get cut up to please him, then maybe you need to leave him. Because you don't need to be ruining your body for no one. Don't ruin your body. Don't get cut up and stitched up and, you know, take this out and put this in on. None of that. No. Stay the way that the Most High made you. Because it's not turning out too good. You know, I didn't see pictures, you know, of female butts. It ain't looking too good. You know, it's just not looking too good. It's just different colors. You know what I mean? It looks bruised. Yeah. So if you got a little butt, just be happy. Be thankful and be grateful for that butt. Okay? Don't be going out here talking about, oh, my butt is too small. I gotta go get a bigger butt. For what? For what? What do you need one for? Look, the Most High created you. So if he wanted you to have that little butt, then what you complaining for? Don't go out here and let these dudes get in your head and have them thinking that you need to go out here and get surgery done to make them look them happy. Because believe it or not, a man can tell you that I think you need to get a bigger butt and go out, and then as soon as you go out there and get your butt done, it ain't hard for them to just leave, just bounce. And you didn't already then damage your body for nothing. You see what I'm saying? So it's a lot to think about. But I ain't going to spend too much time on this topic because pretty much it's common sense. Do not go and ruin your body for no one. Enjoy the body you have. Enjoy the body that the Lord created for you. I don't understand. Why? Why would you go do this? Like, anyway, I ain't going to spend too much time on this topic because I'm ready to move on to the next topic. But anyway, before I move to the next topic, ladies, enjoy the body that you have, the Most High created for you. Do not change your body. Get work done to your body for no one. If they tell you to go get your butt done, to get your breast done, to get your face done, and all this stuff, then maybe you need to leave that person. Because anybody going to damage their body to make them happy. So just do what you got to do. But next topic. I ain't gonna spend too much time on this topic either. For all my peoples, you know, all my listeners out there that watch sports, you know, real big sports is basketball, football, you know, baseball, hockey, whatever sport, just love sports. From the show Skip and Shannon Undisputed, you know, I'm pretty sure everyone knows that Shannon's leaving. In my opinion, I believe he's going to be just fine because he has his own show, you know, Shay Shay, Club Shay Shay. So I think he'd be just fine. You know, it's crazy how that he's leaving. You know, remember when it was Stephen A and Skip, and then Stephen A left, and then Skip, and then now it's Shannon and Skip, and now Shannon is leaving. Like, you know what I mean? It just make you wonder, like, is Skip is the problem? You see what I'm saying? I don't know. But it don't really matter at this point because Shannon is leaving. And I believe, you know, I think he's leaving at the end of this finals, I believe. But yeah, you know, I wish him the best, man. Definitely wish him the best. But I think, like I said, I really think he's going to be just fine, man. He'll be just fine. They bought the man out. He'll be just fine. He got Club Shay Shay. He is fine. He going to be just fine. But shout out to Shannon Sharp, man. Shout out to him. But like I said, I ain't gonna spend too much time on that. So I'm ready to, you know, move on to the next topic, which is the NBA Finals. You know, shout out to Denver and Miami, man. You know, Boston was you know, they creeped back up, you know. Just really thought that Boston was gonna pull it off. You know, but they didn't, so it's time to move on. So Miami, what's up? You know, Denver already got the first game, so just kind of curious to see how it's going to play out. You know, even though we know, they know how it's going to play out, but we don't know how it's going to really play out. But anyway, this would be both of their first rings. So regardless if it's Miami, you know. Did people get their first rings? Then congratulations to them. You know, same thing with Denver Nuggets. You know, congratulations to them. But I'm not a fan. It's not my team. It's neither one of them is not my team. You know, but I was definitely rooting for LA, for the Lakers. But you know, you see how that turned out, and then you know, I've seen some things about LeBron. You know, throwing out retirement. You know, like, he just hinting at it or whatever. But, yeah, man. Hey, look, go ahead and retire, man. You ain't got nothing else to prove, man. You done broke the records, and then you done got 4 championships. You ain't got nothing else to prove, man. You ain't got nothing to prove. Go ahead and do what you got to do. You know, it was all that talk him about him playing with his son. You know, with his son coming to lead, you know. But, nah, man. Nah. Go ahead and hang it up. Hang it up. Hang it up. Yeah, like I said, I ain't gonna spend too much time on this topic. You know, so Denver versus Miami. Hopefully, you know, it start to heat up late on. You know, hopefully it'll be like some 3-3 like Boston and, you know, Miami. Well, but anyway, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how it's gonna turn out. You know, Denver could win the whole thing. I don't know. You know, I'm not going to say Miami going to win. I don't know. I don't know. They can go either way. So, I don't know. But anyway, congratulations to them both for making it to the finals. But anyway, we're going to move on to the next topic. Now, here we go. Here we go. Okay. So, I'm pretty sure everyone knows it's June. And this is Pride Month. So I am going to, you know, get some stuff off my chest. You know, just tell you guys how I felt about the whole situation. The whole month being, you know, dedicate this month to them. And with them having their own month. And some other stuff. I really think that you guys need to chill out with all this. You know, I said this before. I have no hate towards nobody in the LGBTQ. I have no hate towards nobody, male or female. I have no hate towards you guys. There ain't no bad blood, you know, none of that. I don't approve of this nonsense, but who am I to tell you, you know, what can you be? That's your life. This is what you want to do. That's on you. The Most High is who you got to answer to. But let me go ahead and say this. I am really tired of these transgenders pushing this agenda on these kids. Let me go ahead and get comfortable because this is about to get crazy. I'm really tired of these transgenders pushing this type of nonsense on these kids. Enough is enough. It's bad enough that the letters have a month. It's bad enough that they have a month. It's bad enough, okay? It's bad enough that they have a month. It's bad enough. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. They ain't nobody, no one should not have approved of this nonsense. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous. I have a child, my first child. That's a no-no. That's a no-no. It's no disrespect to you, but don't come near my child. Because, for one, I don't want my child affiliated with this nonsense. I don't want my child believing that this is how a man's supposed to look. I don't want my child believing that this is a woman supposed to be with another woman. I don't want my child thinking that this is it. That this is how it's supposed to be. And nothing else. I don't want my child believing that it's supposed to be male, female, transgender, gays, all that. There ain't no third or fourth choice. There ain't no in between. No none of that. It should just be male or female. Everybody had applied for a job or anything on online where they ask you what your sex is. And they always say either A or B, male or female. There ain't no non-binary, ain't no none of that nonsense. None of that. Why are y'all pushing this on people? Then you already put it in cartoons where you know kids is going to watch. That many kids watch cartoons. So you figure that, well, hey, since kids all they do is watch cartoons, let's go ahead and put this in these cartoons. Since the LGBTQ is blowing up. So let's go ahead and put a little, you know, just a little bit of a little gayness inside these cartoons. Stop all this nonsense. Stop. It ain't right. Your people, I feel like your minds is gone. I really feel like you guys' minds is completely gone. Because this ain't right. For one, it's already a sin. Sorry, calling the way I see it. It's a sin. Don't get mad at me. Take it up with the Most High. I'm just speaking facts right now. So don't get mad at me for speaking how I feel. On top of facts and on top of that. Okay, this is ridiculous. This don't make no kind of sense. For you guys, we sit here pushing this nonsense on these kids like that. You got little kids target already getting backlash behind the bull crap they didn't put out there in there. You little kids, you know, the pride section for the little babies and all that. See what I'm saying? Y'all are coming after these kids, and it's crazy because these parents, they know what's going on. That's the sad part. They know what's going on. They are aware of what's going on. These kids don't know no better. They don't know no better. It's sad you got a little boy walking down the runway. The runway. Didn't even give a little boy a chance to grow up, to be give a little boy a chance to see how it feels to be a little boy. All the way up to a man, lean up to a man. They stopped that. They already then made him a transgender. drag queen, whatever you want to call it. They made him that now. Now he walking out on the runway thinking that this is okay. That's sad. I seen a video of a little boy and his dad. Well, you can't see the dad, but you can see the little boy. But the dad was asking the boy a few questions and asking about what did mommy, you know, did she paint your nails? And he said yes and all this. So make a long story short, now the boy thinking that this is okay for him to be a girl thanks to his mom, which is some bull crap. You see what I'm saying? Like, ain't no way in the world his daddy should have shut that down. Forget questioning him. Should have shot that man slam down. That's ridiculous. This is sad. This is very sad. For y'all to be pushing this on these kids like that. And y'all, you want to get up here. I forgot the guy's name, but you want to get up here and want to make threats because nobody want to respect you. Anybody going to respect you? Ain't nobody going to respect you. Nobody. You already in the wrong. You in the wrong. Are you going to tell God he going to respect you? Are you going to yell at him like that? Are you going to say him threats like that? He created you crazy. He didn't tell you to do that nonsense. No one's born gay. Come on, man. Come on. Well, nobody that was around Jesus gay. Nobody in the time that Jesus was here walking the earth, well, nobody gay. Gay was never a thing. It was never a thing. The Bible speaks on it. Do not involve yourself in same-sex marriage. The Bible speaks on it. There wasn't nobody gay around when Jesus walked the earth. So what is wrong with y'all? I don't get it. I totally don't get it. I totally don't get it. And you'll get mad at me for speaking my mind? Now, mind you, I can't tell you what to do. All I can do is pray for you. That's it. But I'm not lying about what I'm saying, because you are creating, you already, you're doing, it's a sin what you're doing right now. This lifestyle you're living of being gay, then they want to approve it. It gave y'all guys a month. This ain't cool. It's not cool. This is not cool. It's not. I seen the video when the drag queen or whatever you want to call them was at the store, and I don't know what they was, you know, going back and forth about. Well, I don't know how it got started. I just happened to scroll and I happened to hear that the girl man was sitting here telling something. It's ma'am. Like, just hollering out, just telling the man, I'm a woman. Just yelling. Let me tell y'all something. Just because you wear a wig, just because you got a bra, just because you got on pantyhose, just because you wear skirts, doesn't make you a female. It doesn't. Regardless of what you do, you're gonna always be a male. You can put a dress on, you still gonna be a male. You can go get surgery done and chop the hot dog off, you still gonna be a male. I don't care what you do or what you say, or what you sign, or what you get changed, you still gonna be a male. Why is you can't get it through your head? Y'all minds is gone. That's the problem. Your mind is gone. It's gone. But it's not too late, because you can come back. Come back. I'm not here to judge anyone. I just want you to understand that this lifestyle you living, or whatever you want, whatever you prefer to call it, because it's not to me, y'all got pronouns and y'all got different things, and y'all labeling so much stuff that you want people to have them to go battle. Look, you was born a little boy, a baby boy, to a man. Okay? not baby boy to women, to a female. Okay? Get it out your head of you thinking that you're supposed to be a female. I don't get it. I love females. God made me a man. He created me to be a little baby boy, to grow up to be a man, to like females. Okay? It was Adam and Eve up there. It was not Adam and Michael. It was not Adam and John. It was, you know what I mean? So I'm supposed to like females. I'm supposed to love females. I'm not supposed to fall in love with another man. I'm not supposed to fall in love with the same sex. I'm not supposed to do that. This is not the way God made me to do. This is not what he wanted me to do. Okay? And this is not what he wanted you to do. So for you to sit here and walk around and wearing stockings and getting your toes and nails painted and wearing wigs and bras and panties and all this stuff and, you know, thinking that this is okay, it's not okay. It's wrong. It's a sin. I don't get it. Which part do you don't understand? Get it out your head. Get it out your head. It's something really, it's something wrong. I don't, and on top of that, it's a lot of men going gay. What is the problem? I asked that question a couple days ago. What is the problem? Why? What is wrong? You see all these pretty females out here and you chose a dude over that? Are you serious? Look. People. I'm gonna need y'all to get it together. I'm really going to need you guys to get it together. It's not... Look. Change. See, Jesus is on his way back. Ain't no time, no date, no month, no year. Just know he's coming back. Don't question it. Don't say, when. I don't know. But just know he's coming like a thief in the night. Just know he's going to show up. So, don't worry about what Jesus got going on. You worried about trying to get yourself back to where he made you, which was a boy to a man. Cause he didn't tell you to put that wig on. He didn't tell you to put that skirt on. He didn't tell you to go out and you get your nails done. You know, men, you know, get manicures and pedicures, but they're not getting them painted. They're not putting the works in. You know, women, they get, you know, they put the works in. They not, nah, uh-uh. No. Stop. Just stop. 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 That ain't normal. That ain't normal. So while Jesus is getting himself ready to come back, you need to focus on getting yourself, bring yourself back, because that's not how you're supposed to be. That ain't supposed to be. You a man. Stop yelling at these people and telling them that you a woman. Why are you yelling at and getting mad at these people? I don't get it. Wow. Whew. Wow. I'm so pissed off about this situation, because the fact that you gave them, that it was given a month. A whole month. They're going to be sitting for a whole month. And no matter what I say, they're not trying to hear none of that. That's the sad part. But, I just had to get it off my chest. I'm sorry. I just had to get it off my chest. You got, before, you know, we're going to wrap this up right now. You guys, everyone that's involved in this nonsense, you need to go ahead and repent now. Repent now. Get out of that. It's not what God told you to be like. He didn't tell you to dress like a woman. Get out of that. Change. Repent now. Ain't nobody playing with y'all. People are taking this stuff seriously.
They're not playing with y'all. They're not playing with Target. That's why they lost. That's why all that stuff is happening. They're not playing with y'all. Jesus definitely ain't playing with you. So again, repent, repent. Anyway, like I said, we wrapping this up. This your boy, Young Mills. I want everybody to continue to keep God first. Stay prayed up. You know, always pray. No matter what. So, again, this your boy, Young Mills. We'll keep 100 Radio. We out. Yo, 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 yo. This your boy, Young Mills, on Keeping 100 Radio. How is everyone doing on this Sunday morning? You know, I hope everyone is doing good. And hope everyone is staying blessed, stay prayed up, keep God first. I'm just chilling, you know, got my grateful and thankful blessed cup, because that's what I am, you know. So shout out to the Most High. But no further ado, we're going to get right into it. So we're going to start off by talking about the lady who left her kids in a car to go steal. Wow. She went to Dillard's. She parked her car in front of Dillard's. Okay. She was in there in the store for an hour while her two kids was in the car. Don't know how the fire started. Well, all I know that she came back to the car and it was in flames. So let's pause that for a minute. Why is it so hard for people to use their brains? Why is it so hard for people to use their brains? Why would you leave your kids in the car to go and steal from a store? You didn't even park your key. You didn't park the car to go run in real quick. Why, you know, a family member sitting in the car or something like that. Nah, you didn't do that. Nah. You and somebody else went in the store for an hour to go steal while your car smoking and minutes later to flames. That was a stupid way of thinking. Why would you do that? And to steal on top of that. Really? It ain't even had to be an hour. It could have been 20 minutes. But regardless, you went in there to steal. That was stupid. Seriously? You went in the store to steal. Okay, look. Her bond was $48,000. If you ask me, nah. It shouldn't have been $48,000. It shouldn't have been $50,000. Heck, it shouldn't even be $70,000. Keep her in there. Give her some time to actually know what a brain does. Actually keep her in there to know, matter of fact, how to use her brain. See, there ain't no man, look, I'm a need for everyone to do a lot better with their way of thinking. I'm a need everyone to do a lot better with their thinking. And look, I'm not here to judge, but that was a stupid way of thinking. I am not going to leave my child in the car and say, you know what? I'm gonna go to the mall and I'm gonna park the car right here. And my intentions was to go into the mall and steal a couple clothes, a few outfits and some shoes, right? That was the plan, to go out here and rob the place. I'm gonna take my child with me.
But they not coming inside. I'm going to leave them in the car. So I can go ahead and rob these people real quick. Or matter of fact, let's do this. Let's say this. I'm going to go and take my child with me to go steal from a store. I'm going to park the car. I'm not going to get out. My child's not going to get out. I'm going to leave my child in the car where everyone can see them. Crawling all around front of the front seat to the back seat to the back seat to the front seat. Look. It's us stuff in the car that they can actually hurt themselves, cut themselves, or whatever the case may be. And, you know, people just walking by, they just see the child, and all that, you know, and it's like, what the world going on? You went in there, this fool went in there to go steal, come back, their car is smoking. And the minutes later, they went on fire. It catch on fire. But thank God they was able to get the kids to the hospital. And one of the kids suffered first degree burns. Wow. Your child is in danger behind you not thinking. Wow. Why would you do that? Why are you stealing anyway? Why? Yeah, I understand, you know, prices is high. You know, prices going up for a lot of things. Not just food, not clothes, but it's going up on a lot of things. I know. And I know it's hard out here. I know. But you need to get you a job. You know, I get it. You know, a lot of people got jobs, but it's hard out here. But at least you're buying it. You're paying for it. You ain't got to go to jail. I look stupid stealing from a store with a job. And I know people have done it. But it still looks stupid of me stealing and I have a job and the money to pay for it. I'm not stealing. I have a job to pay for it. That's the purpose of me having a job, to buy these things and not go to jail for it. I have a whole job. Anybody got a nigga risk my job and my freedom to go to jail to take something and I know I got the money to pay for it? That's stupid. I look stupid stealing a bag of chips, a pair of shoes, a shirt, candy bar, food, and I have a job and have the money to pay for it. I look stupid. I deserve to be in jail. I have a job. I should be able to pay for it. Why do I gotta steal? Why do I feel the need to steal if I have a job and the money to pay for it? You need to get a job. But before you even get to that point, you need to sit in jail a lot longer. Because apparently you ain't using the brain that God gave us all. Then he had to pay for it. You ain't even used it. You probably gonna call up your kids in the car with, don't even know how the fire started. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it could have been something with the engine. I don't know. Maybe the kids probably played with a light or something. I don't know. But that's besides the point. You park your car, let the kids in the car to go steal. I pray those kids heal up real fast and CPS, you know, come and go ahead and get them. Come and get them. Because apparently you ain't a fit for parenthood. You ain't fit for it, for doing some stupid stuff like that. Your kid went to the hospital. They could have got killed. They could have been burnt alive. That's crazy. And all because you want to steal some clothes? Seriously? Come on, man. Do better. Keep her in there. Forget that $48,000 bond. Keep her in. Don't even give her a bond. Keep her in there. Because that was stupid. Put your kids in danger behind some dirty clothes? Seriously? I'm pretty sure a lot of parents has I'm pretty sure they pissed a lot of parents off. That's crazy. Crazy. But I ain't gonna spend too much time on this topic. This is ridiculous. Anyway, we gonna move on. I'll make this video gonna be short. Prayers out to the friends and the families in India. You know, the train, you know, crashed, derailed, and over 1,000 people was involved. You know, 900 of them lost their lives. 280 was injured. You know, y'all remember back, man, it wasn't even that long ago, when they had those consistently back-to-back derails of the trains, and they weren't even too far from each other, and that was just crazy, right? It's just too much going on, man. It's just too much going on, and 1,000 people involved, and 85 and 90% of the people got killed. That's crazy. That is crazy. That's crazy, man. You know, but like I said, prayers out to the friends and the families and, you know, the kids and that was involved, you know, our families, because they definitely hurt over this. You know, this is the hurt moment, you know, right now. You know, but it's just, like I said, we live in the end times. It's just so much stuff going on. Definitely prayers out to the friends and the families of the people that was, that got killed, during this train accident. Prayers out, to the people that's 280 people that's, you know, that's still here. You know, prayers out to everyone. Just prayers out to, you know, just. It's just crazy. They really gonna have to figure out, man. They really gonna have to figure out something. This is crazy. This is crazy. But again, prayers out to everyone. This next topic, I want to talk about Dylan Mulvaney. You know, being that this is Pride Month. I was watching this video. The lady name is Niecy. I hope I'm saying her name right. I was watching her video on YouTube, and she was speaking on, you know, Dylan Mulvaney, and he was pretty much trying to explain what a woman is. Hey, look. Just stop talking, man. Just stop talking. Just stop. Because you're making yourself look even more ignorant than before. Okay? I'm tired of all this. You being a woman and you trying to explain yourself what a woman is. You don't know what a woman is. You don't know what it feels. You don't know what it feels like to have periods. You don't know what it feels like to have a baby. You don't know what it feels like to be a woman, period. So why are people even ask you why is anybody even entertaining this crap? Y'all is giving this guy, yes, I'm saying a guy because he's not a female. I don't care about how much makeup, how much lipstick, how much he get his nails done, how much he wear a wig. I don't care about none of that crap. You're still a man regardless of what you put on. That's feminine. You can put on skirts as 7 days a week. I don't care. You're still a man, regardless. I don't care how you feel. I'm telling like it is. I'm not lying. I'm telling the truth. Along with everybody else saying the same thing. They're telling you, hey, you are a man, regardless of what you put on. So it is what it is. Take it how you want it. But I don't even know why y'all even entertain this bull crap. Y'all having this man, he making all this money. You putting him on TV show. I mean, not TV show. You putting him on these talk shows. I don't even know. I ain't never heard of this show. But you put him on this show and, you know, y'all actually giving him, y'all really sit down talking with him and everything. And these tampons and you know, the beer. And like, he's really getting paid. And Nike and all that stuff. Like, this dude is great. Y'all is really acknowledging this man. As if he's a real female. He's not. Why are y'all even entertaining this crap? I kind of sort of get the show because they want to get ratings and they want to get, you know, more eyes watching them and stuff like that. But come on, Nike. Come on, you know, but come on. Come on. And I don't even drink beer, so I could care less. You know what I mean? So it's crazy. But it's still like, why? Why are y'all entertaining this? Why are y'all entertaining this? It's stupid. Why entertain this? It's all one big lie. He's not a female. It's a lie. It's a lie. You're entertaining a liar. He's not a female. He's not. I don't care. Just because he looks dressed like and looks like a female, he's not a female. Regardless of how he looks, he's not. He's not. He's not. Why are y'all entertaining this crap? Why? For views? He's not a female. Y'all sitting there. Y'all want to clap. The people want to this, that, smile and oh, you look so cute. And you know, no. Ain't nothing cute about that. Ain't nothing cute about that. You're lying. You're not a woman. You're not a female. Sorry. You're not a female. You're not. Who told you that? You ain't even get a chance, man. You didn't even get a chance to see what it feels like to be a man. That is crazy. It's like your childhood and all that just got ruined immediately. It's crazy. Wow. It's crazy. It is mind-blowing for y'all to sit here and acknowledge this man as if he was a real female. That's bullcrap. How do y'all think this is okay? How can y'all think this is okay? How? Why would anybody on this earth look at him and think this is okay of what he's doing? How? How? How can you think this is okay? Why would you think this is okay? Why? Why? Come on, people. Do better. Anyway, look. Just do better. I'm not, I wasn't planning on, you know, being up here for like 45 or an hour or whatever. But I just had to hop on and you know, get some more stuff off my chest and tell you some, you know, some other stuff that's going on. But other than that, man, everyone, keep God first, stay prayed up, and stay out the way. Stay out the way. We're living in the end times, so I'm gonna need all my listeners out there to repent, man. You know, because Jesus is coming. Take a look around the world. There's a lot of stuff going on. Other than that, this is your boy Young Mills on Keep It 100 Radio. We out.